In a realm where storm magic crackles through veins and ancient prophecies hang like storm clouds on the horizon, one woman's quest for vengeance becomes a journey of self-discovery. The Midrealms stand on the precipice of chaos as the rare Moonfire Eclipse approaches, a celestial event occurring once a century when the five kingdoms gather to celebrate light triumphing over darkness. But shadows are stirring, and the veil between worlds grows thin. Thea Embervale, once known as the Shadow of Death, pursues the man who betrayed her with single-minded determination. Wilder Hawthorne wasn't just her mentor in the prestigious Guild of Thesmar, he was her lover, and his apparent treachery has left her heart in tatters. Yet even as she hunts him across frozen wastes and ancient forests, unwelcome memories surface in quiet moments. His scent, the peppermint tea he always carried for her, the feel of his hands adjusting her armor. What hurts most isn't just his betrayal, but the absence of her storm magic that vanished alongside her trust in him. While Thea tracks him vengefully, Wilder Hawthorne moves through ancient tunnels beneath the kingdoms, each step haunted by memories of their brief happiness. Once a solitary monster slayer, he now carries the weight of their lost joy with every step. Underground, resistance fighters reveal alarming news. The veil between worlds deteriorates rapidly. Monsters appear in markets and bedrooms while shadow corruption spreads among people. More disturbing is Wilder's discovery when infiltrating an enemy camp. King Artos, history's most powerful empath, secretly commands shadow wraiths and experiments on prisoners, injecting them with shadow essence that transforms them from within. When Thea finally corners Wilder near a frozen lake, their reunion crackles with tension. Years have weathered him, his armor now battle-scarred, his features hardened by violence. Yet, when their eyes meet across blood-stained snow, time collapses between them. His calloused fingers brush her cheek as he whispers, "I've missed you." For one breathless moment, longing surges through her veins like wildfire, until the metallic click of manacles breaks the spell. With Wilder as her prisoner, Thea maintains detachment, despite his comments that undermine her resolve. When his damaged armor needs her help, their proximity becomes torturous, each touch reviving memories of their past. An avalanche traps them in a cave where Wilder reveals startling truths. The shadow-touched beings he freed were victims who partially resisted a Reaper's curse. More shocking is his claim that King Artos, not Anya Embervale, created the blight and monsters breaching the veil. When hypothermia threatens Thea, Wilder builds a fire and, with consent, removes her wet clothes to share body heat. Their intimacy resurrects painful memories and questions about who truly deserves her trust. In Vios' throne room, Thea delivers Wilder to the Midrealm rulers. Queen Rhaena thanks her while King Artos praises her enthusiastically. His unsettling touch makes Thea recall Wilder's accusations. When Queen Rhaena mentions a prophecy about betrayal by the Verdant Stare of Evil, Thea realizes this describes Artos' green eyes, not Wilder's silver ones. During Vios' masquerade ball on the night of the Moonfire Eclipse, Thea discovers the discarded Memory Orb gift, a device containing recordings of past Warsword's great rites. When activated, it projects visions of warriors battling monsters and facing deadly challenges. With sudden clarity, she realizes that Wilder's training over the past year wasn't random. He had been methodically recreating the great rites for her. At the masquerade, Thea is drawn to the dance floor by a masked figure with familiar silver eyes, Wilder, somehow free from his cell. As they watch the eclipse begin, he confesses, "A thousand lifetimes with you wouldn't be enough." Their reunion is cut short when darkness surges across the floor like a tide, crawling up walls and grasping at ankles. A monstrous arachne attacks the gathering, while Anya appears with a bloodied scythe, approaching the Midrealm rulers. Before Thea can react, shadows sweep her away, with Wilder's hand clutching hers as they fall through darkness. Wilder guides Thea to a hidden underground sanctuary where shadow-touched families, those partially transformed by Reaper attacks who resist full darkness, live in circular tent hubs lit by golden campfire light. Here, Thea discovers Anya is her sister. Through shadow magic, Anya reveals the truth about Thesmar. 6-year-old Anya hid during the Wraith attack, only to be framed by King Artos and Guildmaster Osiris. They placed a scythe in her hands, declaring her the daughter of darkness before the kingdom. They then threw Anya into a pit where a chained wraith pierced her heart. The child fought the curse, becoming shadow-touched as the monster discarded her bleeding body. This revelation shatters Thea's understanding of her sister and Midrealm history. As the sisters reconnect, Thea and Wilder's relationship heals. Their reconciliation turns passionate as they admit their enduring feelings. Together with their allies, shadow-touched Narvian Rangers, and old friends, they begin planning war against King Artos. At dawn, Thea feels an unbearable restlessness pulling her elsewhere. Wilder identifies it immediately. It's the magic of the Furies. What you're feeling is the call to the Great Rite. At the base of a storm-crowned mountain, they must separate. Thea's journey forward is solitary. Before she enters the mist, Wilder declares, "When I stand against the gods at the end of my days, I will regret nothing. Every moment led me to you." Inside the Great Rite, Thea faces three trials. In a mirror maze, she confronts her darkest truths, including the horrifying realization she may have caused Anya suffering. Next, she battles an ice wall and deadly basilisk, defeating it with only her dagger after losing her storm magic. For the final trial, Thea faces an impossible choice, as vine blight and reapers threaten her friends. She carves through her own arm to escape a monster's grip. Standing in her own blood, she refuses to surrender. A spark of her magic returns as she embraces her pain rather than sacrificing more. Thea summons a thundersnow that engulfs the frozen lake, destroying the remaining reapers. After the Great Rite, Thea discovers her war sword totem on her arm, lightning streaks behind crossed swords. Instead of Wilder, she meets King Artos and learns Wilder has been imprisoned in the inescapable Scarlet Tower. At a crossroads, Thea ignores Wilder's advice to claim her stallion in Twever, choosing instead to head toward the Scarlet Tower. "There are times to listen to your mentor," she reflects, "and times to forge your own path." Suddenly, massive wings darken the sky as Talamir Starling, the Shadow Prince and Wilder's mentor, lands before her, sharing her determination to rescue Wilder. When questioned about her abilities, Thea demonstrates her power, lightning coursing across her skin as thunder cracks overhead. Impressed, Talamir offers partnership, knowing neither can breach the tower alone. As darkness falls, Thea vows her complete love for Wilder, her commitment to save him at any cost, and that nothing will stop her. "I am the storm," she declares, stepping into the shadows as Warsward Althea Embervale.